Let's talk about that third quarter and how basically we were able to pull away after a kind of a tough first half.
Just getting set, I knew we needed a little bit of firepower coming off the bench, a little aggressiveness, so just try to come in and give a spark, and I think it kind of helped. At the same time, we got other people going too.
You guys had a perimeter game last night after not shooting a lot of threes. Is that just something that came tonight because of the opposition, or what? Where did that come from?
Just taking open shots. I think we had a lot of great looks, and they fell. Each game is not going to be the same looks, but unfortunately that was the game plan that Sacramento went to, and it opened up a whole bunch of corner threes and things like that.
With this win, Pop passed up Red Arbaugh for most wins with the team. Did you realize that?
No, Pop don't let us know his individual achievements. But I have to congratulate him on that next when I see him tomorrow.
So you need to make a big deal about it.
No, but I'm glad y'all did, so I can make a big deal about it. I think I should go buy a cake or something and just come in and just surprise him with a cake. Somebody have to give me the real stats after this so I know what to put on the cake.
What did he say at halftime? One of his amazing speeches to get you guys to come out so hungry in the second half?
Nothing really. He said, we're playing pretty good defense. The lack of giving up a couple offensive rebounds and things like that. But at the same time, he wants to push the tempo. Since we know that they score a lot, our thing was, if we can get the no second chance points, get the rebound and push it, it'll open the game up, and that's what happened.
What happened to Butler the other night?
Didn't make shots.
He didn't make shots.
That's about the only thing that went down. They couldn't buy a basket. And it's 9-17, you're not going to win a game when you get your first points in the paint with 6 minutes to go in the game. So that's tough. But, the effort was there, surely. So you have to tip your hat to him.
I know you don't watch a lot of games on television, but I noticed you mentioned the fact you watched the women's, on Sunday night. Just, what did you see in Schuyler and what they were able to do in that women's final four?
They shocked everybody. Mm-hmm. No one probably had Notre Dame beaten, but I think the whole Notre Dame team, played well, didn't back down, had a lot of grit and aggressiveness to them, and that's going to beat any time you can play with that. That's going to always top talent.
Thanks, guys.